John the Beloved, a poem. I'm growing very old. This weary head that hath so often leaned on Jesus' breast, in days long past that seem almost a dream, is bent and hoary with its weight of years. These limbs that followed him, my master, oft, from Galilee to Judah, yea, that stood beneath the cross and trembled with his groans, refused to bear me, even through the streets, to preach unto my children. E'en my lips refuse to form the words my heart sends forth. My ears are dull, they scarcely hear the sobs of my dear children gathered round my couch. God lays his hand upon me, yea, his hand, and not his rod, the gentle hand that I felt those 3 years so often pressed in mine, in friendship such as passeth woman's love. I'm old, so old I cannot recollect the faces of my friends, and I forget the words and deeds that make my daily life. But that dear face and every word he spoke grow more distinct as others fade away, so that I live with him and wholly dead, more than with the living. Some 70 years ago, I was a fisher by the sacred sea. It was at sunset. How the tranquil tide bathed dreamily the pebbles, how the light crept up the distant hills, and in its wake soft purple shadows wrapped the dewy fields. And then he came and called me. Then I gazed for the first time on that sweet face, those eyes from out of which, as from a window, shone divinity, looked on my inmost soul, and lighted it forever. Then his words broke on the silence of my heart, and made the whole world musical. Incarnate love took hold of me, and claimed me for its own. I followed in the twilight, holding fast his mantle. Oh, what holy walks we had, through harvest fields and desolate, dreary wastes! And oftentimes he leaned upon my arm, wearied and way-worn. I was young and strong, and so upbore him. Lord, now I am weak and old and feeble. Let me rest on thee. So put thine arm around me, closer still. How strong thou art! The twilight grows apace. Come, let us leave these noisy streets and take the path to Bethany. For Mary's smile awaits us at the gate, and Martha's hands have long prepared the cheerful evening meal. Come, James, the Master waits, and Peter, see, has gone some steps before. What say you, friends, that this is Ephesus, and Christ is gone back to his kingdom? Aye, 'tis so, 'tis so. I know it all, and yet, just now I seem to stand once more upon my native hills, and touch my Master. Oh, how oft I've seen the touching of his garment bring back strength to palsied limbs. I feel it has to mine. Up, bear me once more to my church. Once more. There, let me tell them of a Savior's love. For by the sweetness of my Master's voice, just now, I think he must be very near, coming, I trust, to break the veil, which time has worn so thin that I can see beyond and watch his footsteps. So raise my head. How dark it is! I cannot seem to see the faces of my flock. Is that the sea that murmurs so, or is it weeping? Hush, my little children. God so loved the world, he gave his Son. So love ye one another. Love God and man. Amen. Now, bear me back. My legacy unto an angry world is this. I feel my work is finished. Are the streets so full? What call the folk my name? The Holy John? Nay, write me rather Jesus Christ's beloved and lover of my children. Lay me down once more upon my couch and open wide the eastern window. See, there comes a light like that which broke upon my soul at eve, when in the dreary isle of Patmos Gabriel came and touched me on the shoulder. See, it grows, as when we mounted toward the pearly gates. I know the way. I trod it once before. And hark, it is the song the ransom sang of glory to the Lamb. How loud it sounds, and that unwritten one, methinks my soul can join it now. O my Lord, my Lord, how bright thou art, and yet the very same I loved in Galilee. 'Tis worthy the 100 years to feel this bliss. So lift me up, dear Lord, unto thy bosom, there shall I abide.